Czechia is now in a far stronger position than it was during the energy crisis that followed Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Je to vlastně hodně závislé na tom, jak dlouho ten konflikt bude trvat a jak výrazné bude mít zejména dopady tedy na ceny energií.
The impact will depend mainly on how long the conflict lasts and whether it significantly disrupts the transport routes for energy supplies. Jan Bureš said in an interview for Czech radio. Oil prices have already reacted strongly to the latest developments. At the beginning of the week, prices jumped to around $81 per barrel, the largest increase since the early days of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Markets remain particularly concerned about the possibility of disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most important energy shipping routes.
Asi se nedá říct, že by byl stoprocentně neprodyšný, ale značná část té dopravy tam skutečně ustala, aniž by musel být fyzicky nějakým.
Roughly a fifth of global oil shipments pass through the narrow waterway between Iran and Oman. Even partial disruption could push prices higher. And that concerns even Central Europe.
Stačí, když výrazně zvýšíte nejistotu průplavu tím průlivem a znemožníte vlastně těm
spojením. It doesn't have to be physically blocked, Bureš explains. But if the risks become so high that shipping companies cannot insure vessels traveling through the area, the strait can effectively become unusable.
Ta situace se trošku změnila od té invaze Ruska na Ukrajinu, ta energetická bezpečnost je.
Despite the surge in prices, Bureš doesn't expect Europe to face immediate supply shortages. Instead, the main risk would be higher energy costs, which could gradually feed into inflation.
Primárně, pokud se bavíme o dopadech na Evropu, tak si myslím, že bychom viděli výraznější inflační tlaky. Pokud si představíme skutečně.
If oil prices were to stay significantly above $100 per barrel for several months, we would likely see stronger inflationary pressures in Europe, he said. According to estimates, this could add roughly 0.6 to 0.9 percentage points to inflation. That would mean inflation moving closer to 3% instead of hovering near the European Central Bank's 2% target. However, Europe's exposure to the current crisis may be smaller than it appears at first glance. Much of the oil and liquefied natural gas transported through the Strait of Hormuz is destined for Asian markets. In terms of physical supply disruptions, Asia, including China, is actually more vulnerable than Europe, Bureš says.
Kdybych měl říct to, co Česko zpravidla v těchto žebříčcích posouvá k těm vyšším.
Despite global uncertainty, Jan Bureš also points to structural strengths that tend to place Czechia among the more prosperous countries in Europe.
Relativně vysoká sociální soudržnost, relativní bohatost oproti.
What usually pushes Czechia higher in these rankings is relatively strong social cohesion, a fairly high level of prosperity compared to other economies in the region, and also relatively low crime compared to some Western European countries, he says. According to Jan Bureš, such factors contribute to the country's overall economy's resilience. And while energy markets remain volatile, he suggests that whatever the outcome of the current crisis, Czechia is unlikely to face the kind of severe shock Europe experienced just a few years ago.